It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Yes, it is, and I'm very excited to have my friend Zach Arnold from Flying Out back up in the studio, this time to talk about The Night Before The Other's Way, which is happening this Thursday at Whammy Bar, Wine Cellar and Whammy Backroom. How are you going today, Zach?
I'm really well, thank you. How are you?
It's interesting seeing you at BFM again, which is great. How has things been since you departed from Freak the Sheep?
Really good.
Been really good?
I've been sleeping very well on a Wednesday night.
Yes.
I wake up very early, and so that kind of got in the way a little bit. But very good. Thank
it's
you.
Nice to have you back up at BFM.
It's always lovely coming back to BFM.
Yeah. So tell us about The Night Before The Other's Way, which is this Thursday. How did you kind of come into organising this?
Oh gosh, I asked who was playing The Night Before The Other's Way in the office, and they suggested that I book
that
it.
You organise it.
So I have, and so it's a mix of groups who are on the main lineup, and we get to double dip. Mm-hmm. And then some other acts from Auckland who I really admire, or we've also got a couple from around the country as well who are coming up especially to play
the
night before. So it's like a good mixed bag of talent.
Yeah, the lineup is very stacked, and I love that there are bands on the night before lineup that are also playing at The Other's Way, because it means that people can go and see them beforehand.
Yes.
And tick them off so they don't have to worry about them on the big night.
That's the one. It clears your timetable path slightly better. So groups who are playing the night before, who are also playing the Big Kahuna, are Dog Power, Linen, and Richard Mabey's Passion for Nature. I mean, all travelling from out of town. Dog Power currently reside in
Serbia.
Linen are from Wellington, and I'm not sure if they've played Auckland.
Yeah,
they
I'm
might
not sure
have
either.
As their earlier incarnation as Draghound, but I definitely can't remember seeing them. And Richard Mabey's Passion for Nature. Gosh, I don't think they've played Auckland. They're from Dunedin.
No, they're one of the ones that I knew nothing about until this lineup came out.
Yeah, there's some good stuff bubbling away in Dunedin. That'll be one to check out. There's lots of, if you're into hardware or lots of effects pedals and things like that, that's one to check out for sure.
Well, that segues nicely into this first artist that you're gonna play for us, Dog Power.
Yeah.
Is there a reason why you picked out this particular track?
Well, I'm going to be perfectly honest, Hunter. When we were trying to work it out before, Richard Mabey's Passion for Nature don't have any recordings.
Mm.
Linen, they have one song.
A very long song.
A very long song. So we thought, keep it tight, keep it simple.
With a big name.
Yeah. They're travelling the furthest out of anyone.
That is true. They're coming a very long way.
I don't know if there's a layover or not, you know.
Well, they've been playing some shows in the South Island that look very exciting, so I'm looking forward to seeing them this Thursday.
Yeah, they've got a conga player. Let's play that.
And
So that was Dog Power, not Human. There have been rumours going around that Dog Power have a new album on the way, and I'm wondering, do you know if they're going to be playing new material or songs from their last record?
Mate, you got your finger on the pulse.
Oh, yeah. Well,
we'll see. I was speaking to somebody who their friend played with them in the South Island, and they said it was a mix. So, I mean, I think they played Auckland once and it was at the Wine Cellar. So, you know, this is your chance to see them go from woe to go.
Yeah. Well, now, especially because the big kahuna, as you called it earlier, is completely sold out. This will be the only chance to see them in Auckland.
Exactly.
Which is exciting.
So, tickets are available from Cosmic Ticketing. They're very fairly priced. So,
get in.
Just go for it.
So some would say that they're the biggest artist on the lineup, but my favourite one on the lineup is this next artist. So tell us a bit about Greengrove.
Ah, yes. Oh, of course. Greengrove is the project of Durham Fenwick. Durham is inspired by things like lounge and library music, who's the guy that we... from Dark Entries. Is it Patrick Cowley?
Patrick Cowley, yes, I know all about Patrick Cowley.
Yeah, Patrick Cowley was like he got famous for making soundtracks to gay porn, but that were really beautifully lush and synthy. And I'm helping Durham release his upcoming record, Machine Music, and I'm so lucky in that I get to listen to it over and over again, and there's just so much going on. And what makes it even better is that, yes, the songs are good, and Durham made them all at home, but his live band is full
incredible.
Of, yeah.
It's so big. I remember seeing Green Grove play at Borderline Festival last year at the Wine Cellar, and that was the first time I saw them, and I knew very little about them, but I was very impressed, and I've seen them a couple of times since then, and they've only gotten better.
Yeah, JY from Yokozuna, Madison, who DJs as Peach Milk, Mason, who drums in the 99 Express, and many
other bands.
He's in a lot. Paul Brown, who was in Trustpunks and is now in Horror and Clay. Yeah, it's a really great mix, and they pull it off really well live. So, yes.
Awesome. So now that we've heard a couple of the artists on the lineup, do you want to tell us who else is playing?
Yeah, full lineup: Green Grove, First Move, Mice on Stilts, Dog Power, Linen, Nanoise, Cave Circles and Parks are doing like a duo. Polly Hill is performing, Elixir Casino is coming up for that, and there's going to be some guests joining as well. I think Yeri from Amoogie and a few other people.
Awesome.
And finally, Richard Mabey's Passion for Nature. So it's a
stacked lineup.
Whew, it's going to be fun.
And you've booked out Wemmy Backroom and Wine Cellar for it.
Yes.
Which is nice. BFM listeners will be very familiar with that setup.
Yep. Starts early. 8:30 is when the bands will kind of kick off, and it should all be over just before midnight as awesome. Well. So, you know, no excuse.
And you mentioned it earlier, but where can people get tickets if they're interested?
They can go to Cosmic Ticketing, and you'll see the purple poster.
Designed by Toby.
Yes.
Toby Morris.
Oh, what a champion that person is. Just snag him up. Do awesome. It now. Then, you know, my nerves can calm and... but there'll be tickets on the door as well, awesome. Of course.
So yes. we've got time for one more song. Yes. This is a great band that you introduced me to. Tell us a bit about First Move.
Yeah, so First Move are a three-piece from Palmerston North. They have a new EP coming out called Provincial Blight. That's out, I think, before the end of the month. They're tied to The Stomach, which is a council-run music venue, recording studio, practicing space. And before that, Harry also ran another DIY venue in Palmerston called Great Job. And, it's very... New Zealand in a sense and they lean into it I just think it's really great.
Cool.
So and I saw that they were touring all of New Zealand apart from Auckland.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, let's see if we can make this work, and it does. So
great timing.
Very excited to have First Move on the lineup.
Awesome. Well, thanks very much for coming up and sharing some artists on, so we can have a little chat about this great night that's coming up on Thursday.
Bless. Thank you for having me, Hunter.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.